USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Civil rights leader and Georgia Congressman John Lewis has died. The son of Alabama sharecroppers attended public schools that were segregated while growing up. He was inspired by the Montgomery bus boycott and the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Lewis was also the youngest keynote speaker at the March on Washington in 1963. He organized sit-in demonstrations at segregated lunch counters in Nashville while a student at Fisk University. Lewis served for 5 years on the Atlanta City Council before his election to Congress in 1986, where he served for more than three decades. John Lewis was 80. New Jersey gambling regulators have signed off on the creation of the world's biggest casino company. El Dorado Resorts will buy Caesars Entertainment for $17.3 billion. The state's casino control commissioner was concerned about control of Atlantic City's gambling industry, but they were allied. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The governor of Georgia is defending his lawsuit against the city of Atlanta. The mayor has responded to that suit. USA's John Hunt with details.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has filed a lawsuit against the city of Atlanta over the mayor's mask mandate and recommendations to roll back reopenings. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms responded.
That it's very clear that the governor is putting politics over people, and I join several mayors across our state who will continue to enforce our mask mandate, and we will have to fight the governor about this in court.
Kemp said he refuses to sit back and watch disastrous policies devastate the lives of Georgia residents.
New York City police arrested the former executive assistant of a tech entrepreneur who was found dead earlier this week. 33-year-old Fahim Saleh's body was found in his apartment. Detectives believe 21-year-old Tyrese Haspel killed his former boss over a money dispute. Haspel faces second-degree murder. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As Congress prepares to return to Washington for work, the Republican leader of the House chimes in on how to jumpstart the economy during the pandemic. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, supports another coronavirus stimulus bill.
I think we need to be focusing on jobs. We need to be focusing on the health of our children, our health care, and get America through this pandemic. Most importantly, we need to help our schools and daycares to make sure when they open, they're able to open safely.
The Defense Department has effectively banned Confederate flags at military installations. The memo, however, does not mention the word Confederate. It just specifies all the flags that can be displayed, including the U.S. flag. The Marine Corps and Navy recently banned the Confederate flag at all of their facilities. The Supreme Court granted the Manhattan District Attorney's request to expedite their ruling, which rejected President Trump's claim of absolute immunity from a subpoena for 8 years of tax returns. Under normal circumstances, a Supreme Court decision takes about a month to go into effect, but the ruling would now go into effect immediately. The court allowed Trump's lawyers to challenge the subpoena on other grounds. Oregon Governor Kate Brown has accused federal agents of violating the rights of protesters. She says it's easier to have federal troops on the streets in Portland than to get help to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum said the state would be filing a lawsuit against the federal government. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.